There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 209 of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. And in today's show, Kelvin talks to Fiona Robson of Rocket Seed about email marketing through your signature. All coming up in Internet Marketing.
So Fiona, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your background and kind of how you came to be working in digital marketing?
Yeah, sure. So I come from a tourism background. I worked with Disney and Hilton most latterly in various sales and marketing roles. And I joined Rocket Seed in the UK as MD about 2.5 years ago. I sit on the DMA Email Marketing Council as well, and I also work on the Benchmarking Hub, which basically looks at trends in email marketing.
And I know that kind of, you know, from your background and Rocket Seed, there's kind of a slightly interesting and different approach that you guys have taken to kind of thinking about email marketing that perhaps is slightly different from how people might perceive what email marketing is about.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have email marketing platforms as well. We are an ESP. But what we also offer is email media and branding for employee email. And really, if you look at what's happening in email marketing now, it's all about trying to get more personal, relevant messaging to customers. And companies neglect the times when they interact with customers on a one-to-one basis through their employees. So employee email is really about thinking about media and branding opportunities that you can have when you talk to customers right at the time when you engage with them.
And that's kind of largely sort of like, I mean, I suppose the kind of, you know, if you're not familiar with kind of the platform and how you guys go about it, it's kind of email signatures really, and using that as a branding opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. So that would be the most basic form. What we enable our clients to do is to use software with their existing email. So they send their Outlook email as normal, but centrally their marketing department can add signatures that can also be headers and footers, really a whole range of media types which are interactive and which are trackable.
And in terms of kind of that, you know, using the emails you're already sending as a marketing opportunity, is there kind of particular, you know, I know every company's different and every test will be different, but kind of particular surprising things that perhaps if someone's not come across or not really thought about using their kind of, you know, their existing email to market themselves, things that you found that have been particularly successful that, you know, they might want to kind of consider?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing that most people are surprised about is just how many potential opportunities they've got through employees' email, because they just think about their own inbox. So the average person sends 15,000 a year, right? So a company with 300 employees, you're talking about 4.5 million extra marketing opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so the first question to any company is really, how would you like to use those additional opportunities? Mm-hmm. So a lot of our clients are focused on sales. So that could either be driving traffic to the website for, you know, specific bookings or purchases. Part of that could be delivering leads to sales, yep, enabling them to market their services better when they're talking to accounts. Mm-hmm. So that could be, you know, upsell messages. It could be showing off their product ranges. Mm-hmm. Or it could even be service messages. So customer service, yep, ratings, or, you know, sign up, mm-hmm, for direct debit. Any kind of call to action. Mm. I think, you know, it's just a media channel. I guess this is owned media instead of bought media, and it's really thinking about who their audience is and what, you know, what's the best way to reach them.
Yeah, and I suppose that's kind of then tied into, you know, how, you know, because it's in the same way, I suppose, kind of social media advertising has to go in a slightly different way to search advertising, because when someone's searching for something, they're in a very different frame of mind to when they're on a social site. I imagine this is kind of similar, potentially, you know, the differences are similar, you know, in the way that kind of an email marketing message, when someone's opening an email marketing message, they're perhaps going to react in a slightly different way to how they'd react to kind of, I suppose, the secondary message, isn't it? So the main reason someone's emailing them is to get the information in the email, and this is kind of a secondary, well, as we were emailing you, you know, would you consider this type of thing?
Yes.
That, you know, and does that mean that the approach is going to be slightly different, do you think, from a kind of a, you know, having that experience of, you know, doing the direct email marketing? Is it kind of, you know, is it a different approach, different calls to actions that need to be used, or different things that work effectively or differently?
Yes. So I think you've hit it on the head in your first comment, that it's secondary to the email. So people are emailing each other for information to communicate a purpose. So it has to not be intrusive. It has to be right for the brand, and it has to be appropriate. So, you know, you're not talking necessarily about heavy banners. There are much more integrated ways to insert links. So that could be text links. It could be links that look like web headers. And it can be sort of built around the structure of the email rather than intrusive. I think just to cover the second point, people click less intuitively on email messaging in that kind of email than they do in online marketing. So we work with customers to keep it simple and to make sure the call to action is very clear. And also think about why someone would want to click. So, you know, a number of our partners who have resellers or suppliers, they will do competitions as much as they'll do sales promotions, because it's about talking to people in a way that they're going to find interesting themselves, not just hitting them with advertising.
Yeah, and it's about potentially expanding upon the relationship already, because you already know quite a lot about that person because they're exchanging personal emails. So it's a kind of, you know, it's, you know, whereas our kind of, you know, you've got to assume that kind of potentially already customers, or at least kind of relatively far along that sales process. So actually what you're going to want to achieve, you know, get from that relationship is potentially quite different.
Yeah. And I think that's really key, because what you're talking about is your engaged audience and marketing to them at a time when they're talking to you. So A, you know a bit about them, but B, they are also, you know, fans of your business. They, you know, they're in touch with you, and the more you can tell them, the more chance that they've got that, you know, you've got that they'll buy. And I think that's why we're also talking about better quality of clicks and traffic in this media compared to other types. So, you know, companies we work with would see increased dwell time on their site from clicks coming through, because they're people who are more interested. They'll also see higher CTRs than other channels. So, you know, it's a engaged, relevant audience that is a, you know, it's a good quality media as well.
Fantastic. And I mean, one of the trends that I know that a lot of people who, you know, working in email marketing have been talking about recently is the kind of whole idea, you know, that like almost the mobile being far more the source of which people check their email now, as much as it is the desktop. Does that kind of add to the complexity of this? Because I know that kind of personally I've got, you know, even kind of my personal signatures, you know, I've just got the simple one on my phone versus the richer one I already use. You know, you know potentially the content will display in different ways. Is there kind of ways of dealing with that challenge from a kind of perspective on where you're kind of using this existing email to, you know, promote yourself?
Yeah, so yes, you're absolutely right. Mobile is essential, and any strategy of doing branding in employee emails has to take that into account. So we test on all mobile platforms, whether it's Android or iOS, to make sure all of the branding is applied correctly. It can go wrong if you try and do it yourself. But, you know, iPhone is actually the biggest email client now. So more people are viewing emails on iPhones than they are on Outlook in the UK. So it really is significant. And, you know, I've seen stats talking about, you know, 35% of emails being viewed on mobile devices, but that doesn't include all the work emails and the employee emails, which are not typically tracked by those kind of studies. So it's huge.
And in terms of, you know, is kind of more general email marketing, do you think that people are really, you know, people, they're perhaps aware of that, but do you think they're kind of taking that testing seriously to make sure that their email's working on all those platforms? And I suppose making sure the next step as well is that, you know, the first stage is making sure your email marketing works when it's opened on a mobile client. But the next step is making sure that the call to action that you've got and where you point those people towards when they end up on your site is mobile friendly as well.
Yes, I mean, listen, there's a lot of testing functionality built into a lot of email marketing platforms now in terms of checking how images render on different clients. Mm. There are some basic design guidelines as well, such as make your email marketing images, make the emails vertical, don't have people scrolling around, make sure the calls to action can be pressed with fat fingers so that, you know, you're not trying to click things that you can't get at. In email branding, in terms of employee email, we have that dynamic sort of resizing. So we've got guidelines for customers so they don't need to go and test on different devices. We take care of that.
And have you found kind of, I mean, this is perhaps a step away from kind of the marketing through your existing email, but, you know, have you found that there's kind of people doing segmentation on the kind of device that they're using? Because I suppose, like, if you know that this customer, is a tendency towards checking on their mobile device, then potentially you might tailor them with a different kind of marketing message, a different approach, a different email than one who you know always opens on Outlook. Do you think that's kind of an appropriate segmentation approach to take, or actually you better kind of, you know, segmenting on kind of demographics or, you know, use patterns, perhaps more than the device?
Yes. I think it really depends on the company. I wouldn't necessarily recommend segmentation based on, you know, typical ways of opening, because I think you can't predict where somebody is when they receive your email. There are a number of platforms that now have responsive design that will effectively serve a customer a different version of that email, whether they open it on a mobile or a you know, computer. So you've got the ability now, if you want, to serve different types of messaging. I think in terms of database segmentation, I would still go based on behavior and the knowledge that you have about their purchase history and general behavior.
And in terms of kind of, you know, things that you think, you know, so, you know, I definitely think that, like, I was amazed by the functionality obviously when I kind of, you know, were able to see what was possible with kind of this, you know, the ability for someone centrally to kind of manage that email marketing. Is there kind of, is there a challenge? Is there kickback? Is it difficult where potentially, you know, someone sees their email as their email and kind of potentially centrally managing messages within that? Do people kind of, what's the reaction to that? And how have you kind of advised your customers to navigate that potentially tricky question?
Yeah, so often when we talk to customers, one of the biggest frustrations they have is everybody trying to do their own. So you'll see, you know, across an organization, sort of various WYSI icons that are sort of animated and everything's different. So I think it comes from a need that people want to say something in their emails, but a brand can't let that happen where everyone just does their own. So it starts from a fact where usually a brand has trouble getting consistency and they have trouble supporting people to do their job. So what do I mean by that is that, let's say you're a salesperson and you want to help promote your products. This kind of tool enables you to do that. And while you're emailing something about the meeting, just imagine if you knew that they were clicking on product data in your email. So as long as there's relevance and as long as it's valuable to that individual, I think it's the opposite that happens. They're usually excited about the kinds of things that their email can do. That because they get the, you know, we can deliver alerts, for example. So it's not like the analytics are just for marketing. They can see directly in real time if someone's engaged with the marketing in their email.
Oh, fantastic. And do you, you know, kind of someone who's potentially just kind of starting out and maybe thinking, you know, they've listened to this and think, I probably ought to sort out my signature. Is there particular things that you think someone, you know, ought to consider if they're kind of just making the first steps towards kind of playing about with, you know, optimizing their email signatures?
Yes, I think it's a journey and you've got to think about your business and who your audience is. So the first thing is to think about the different departments in your company and in general, who's talking to who. So you can separate the signatures from, you know, department to department to have slightly different benefits. So, for example, within the sales signature, you might want a link to product information. Within a human resources signature, you might want a link to see jobs. Mm-hmm. So keep it simple would be my first tip. Think about the audience and test and see what works. Mm. Because the beauty of this channel is that you can try different things. Mm. You can see what your customers are clicking on, and you can give them more of what they want quite easily.
Mm. And I suppose you can quite quickly get to that kind of statistical significance, can't you? Because, you know, people are sending a lot of emails, and you can very quickly get a sense of what's working and what's not.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Well, Fiona, really, really appreciate that. I think it's a really, really interesting, development and an area of kind of email marketing that I'd never really thought about. And actually, you know, as soon as you kind of hear about it, you can see actually there's so much that could be being done with this, whether it's kind of for pushing new things or kind of improving the customer relationships or even kind of seeding some of your social media marketing that you're already doing. So really, really appreciate that. And I definitely think it's one for people to be thinking about.
Okay.
Fantastic. Thanks for that, Fiona.
No, thanks you as well, Kevin.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.